The following broadcast is brought to you by the friends and partners of Revival Ministries International.
Read a verse of scripture to you, and then we'll give you an opportunity to sow seed. Go with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. As I always say, if it comes across a little loud, it's amplified. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. These words are so important to every single one of us in the day and the time that we're living in. Verse 5 says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed with great evil is the strong man who trusts in and relies on frail man, making weak human flesh his arm, whose mind and heart turn aside from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub, or a person naked and destitute in the desert. He will not see any good come, but shall dwell in the parched places in the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land." Now, one of the things that I saw in the Arizona desert, really there's not many things that live there, apart from cactus. They've got bunny rabbits. They have coyotes, scorpions, and desert creatures, basically. And so there's some areas there that are just, it's not the place that you would want to live. And the Bible says that when you trust in man and you make weak human flesh your arm, that you'll be like a shrub or a person that's naked, destitute. You won't see any good come. Now, what's so powerful about this verse is thousands of years old. So this verse has nothing to do with the economy of the day. This verse has nothing to do with who's in government or who's not in government. This verse has nothing to do with Wall Street, the Dow Jones. This verse has nothing to do with the central banking system. This verse has to do with you making a decision not to trust weak human flesh and make weak human flesh your arm. But look at this, verse 7, it's so powerful. "Most blessed is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, whose hope and confidence the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers that spread, by the waters that spread out its root by the river." Waters speak of life. The river speaks of life. "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God." Wherever the river of God flows, there's life. There's healing. There's salvation. There's deliverance. There's provision. There's direction. Everything you need is found in the river of God. Can you say amen? And it says here, "You will not see and fear when heat comes." So heat will come, but you won't see it. In actual fact, it'll just be another day at the office. And you will not fear. You will not fear. Not so with the world. The world will see and fear. But for you that trust in him, that put your faith in him, that rely on him, you will not fear. You shall not fear. "But its leaves shall be green." Isn't that awesome? "It shall not be anxious or full of care in the year of drought." So even if there's a drought, it doesn't really matter. You're not going to be bothered by it because you're still going to be producing fruit. While everybody else is in a drought, it'll not affect you because your trust is in God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So that even if you woke up on a Monday morning and they announced that the whole banking system had collapsed overnight, which, you know, that's a possibility that that could happen anytime. They would like that, you know, to do that. But even if that did happen, it would not affect you one little bit because your faith and trust is not in that system at all. The fact of the matter is there are people in other countries. I was just talking about this morning before the service. In India, the nation of India, which has 1.3 billion people, they woke up one morning and the prime minister designated two currency denominations, I believe it was 100 and a 500, that were suddenly worth nothing. Well, for hundreds and hundreds of millions of people that don't even have bank accounts, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people actually operate only by cash. And so when they just said that these two denominations of currency is not accepted anymore, there were people that were burning currency in the streets. So they woke up one morning and they just said, it's not worth anything and we're not recognizing this money anyway. So somebody said, well, that could never happen here. Yes, it could happen here. It happened in Argentina. Everybody went to bed on a Sunday night and woke up, and Monday morning the banks collapsed. The churches that trusted in God thrived. The people of God that trusted in God thrived. So when you begin to travel the world, you begin to see people in adverse circumstances, and yet the Lord takes care of them. God makes a way for them where there is no way. I cannot stress this enough to every single one of you here today. Put your trust and hope in God. He's on your side. He's for you. He'll make a way for you where there is no way. He will furnish a table in the wilderness. In the wilderness. The Bible says that he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. What the devil wants to do is to get you to take your eyes off of God and get you to focus on your enemies, and you can't see the banquet table. Do you know the greatest insult that you can give your enemy is right when he's railing on you, you sit down and you eat in front of him. You know, just hold that thought while I feast here. Amen. Bring me the napkin, please. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So in actual fact, in some of the places of the greatest attack, the greatest storm that will come against your life will be the greatest banquet table. If you just do not focus on your enemies, but focus on the banquet table, you'll insult them while you eat. And don't worry about the gravy that's running down your chin. Are you with me? So you will not be anxious. Everybody say, I will not be anxious or full of care in the year of drought. Now look at this. Nor will I cease yielding fruit. Nor will I cease yielding fruit. Every single one of you, when the Lord spoke to us several years ago, said, I want you to believe for me to do a work in the congregation that I'm going to raise up 100 multimillionaires in the church. And I said, Lord, how do you do that? He said, just begin to preach my word concerning these things, and there will be people that will grab a hold of it and take it, and that will begin to germinate on the inside of them, and God will quicken that seed on the inside of them, and that fruit will begin to be produced. And that's happening. I'm hearing, I mean, not to brag, but there's multimillionaires sitting here in this place.
Thank you, Lord.
And yes. Some have in the last 18 months become multimillionaires. In the last 18 months of sitting under the word, God has increased them and multiplied them. There's some of the most remarkable testimonies that are taking place right now in this church with individuals that just grab a hold of the word, Because let me tell you, the enemy will always try to talk you out of what God has for your life. But when you say, you know what? I don't care what the enemy says. I know what God says. And God has plans for my life. I'm going to believe him. I'm going to trust him. God will begin to multiply you and begin to increase you. And even in the time of drought, even in the time of famine, you will continue to produce fruit. So therefore, I declare over every single one of you here today that this week will be a week of producing fruit. This week, Monday, is going to be a supernatural Monday. Tuesday is going to be a supernatural Tuesday. Wednesday is going to be a supernatural Wednesday. Thursday is going to be a supernatural Thursday. Friday is going to be a supernatural Friday of increase, of blessing, of multiplication in your life. Whatever you are facing in the natural, in the area of finances, that the hand of God will come and turn things around. That this week, this whole week, Monday to Friday, will be a supernatural week of increase, multiplication, and blessing. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, it's not that you have to get selfish about it, but in some ways, you almost got to get selfish. Right? So, if nobody else believes it, I believe it. If nobody else is going to grab it, I'm going to grab a hold of it. Because you have to personalize this word for you. There are many people, they sit, they hear the word, but they don't receive it for themselves. So because they don't receive it for themselves, there's somebody four people down from them who's grabbing a hold of it. I'm grabbing a hold of this. And they saying to themselves, if I'm the only one in this place going to grab a hold of it, it's going to be me. If I'm the only one that's going to break through, it's going to be me. You see, that's the difference. That's the difference. So even now, right now, I feel something happening, taking place even now. Just begin to switch your trust from frail human flesh and put your trust in him who will take care of you, who will make a way for you where there is no way, and will furnish a table in the wilderness. And God will make you, every single one of you, make you a sign and a wonder to your family, to your friends, to your loved ones, people that will shake their head, they'll scratch their head and say, I can't believe it. They've broken all the mold. Everything that was in the family, they've gone further. They're doing things that the family would never have done. I don't understand what is going on. And you'll just say, it's the word of the Lord. It's the word of the Lord. It's the word of God. Can you say amen? Amen. Let me say one more thing, and then we'll pray and give you an opportunity to sow seed. I was sitting talking to my daughter yesterday. Kirsten was just saying, Dad, you know, she was talking about the things that you've accomplished in the ministry. And so I said, baby, I said, let me just say this. I haven't really accomplished anything. So she started laughing. I said, no, you don't understand. I said, here's the difference between what I do and what other people do. Every single day, in the middle of a hurricane, in the middle of a storm, in the middle when all hell was breaking loose, on every front, every attack, I just got up and did exactly what I was supposed to do. So it's easy to look back now and people say, oh, all of this stuff. But actual fact, when you're in it, you actually are not doing anything other than just obeying God and doing exactly what God tells you to do. And I want to say that because every single one of you, for God's purpose and plan to be wrought in your life, is that every single day when you get up, you do exactly what he tells you to do. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. We're not in competition with anybody else. We're not here to try to outdo somebody else. We just want to obey God. Every single day to get up and obey God. If you make a mistake, don't stop at the place of your mistake. If you fall, don't lie in the muck and the mire. Get up, shake off the dust, shake off the dirt. Help one another, run the race. It's not over until you breathe your last breath. Are you with me? So you just purpose in your heart, I'm going to trust him implicitly.
implicitly. And then every single day, I'm just going to do exactly what he wants me to do. And when you look back, you'll see that God has done great things. But really, it's all what the Lord's done. It's not what you did. All you did was just get up every day and be obedient to obey what he told you to do. But it was in the middle of the worst storms. It was in the middle of the hurricane. It was in the middle of upheaval. In the middle of attack on every front. There were times when we were just hanging on for dear life, you know. And everybody looks at it now as like something great, but we go, oh, you don't know. You don't know. We were barely breathing. We were under the water. We had a reed stuck in one nostril. We were taking in water, you know. I mean, we were barely making it. You don't really even understand. Because everybody can look at somebody and say, well, they have it easy, but you don't understand. The only reason why the way will be made easy from the scripture I just read is because you put your trust in God. The storms will still come. The heat will still come. But you'll not fear, for the Lord is with you. And he'll bring you through. He'll bring you through. I said he will bring you through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know there's people here today, you feel like you're in an impossible situation and maybe God did it for somebody else and not going to do it for me. I got news for you. He's going to do it for you. And your life is going to be a testimony of his grace. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So who's believing God for big things this week? If you believe in God for big things, if you believe in God for big things, big, 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 big things. Hallelujah.
This program has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Revival Ministries International in Tampa, Florida. For more information on the ministry of Drs. Rodney and Adonica Howard Brown, or for additional resources, visit revival.com.